Cracks and expansion joints. Non-active cracks should be filled using the method recommended by the product manufacturer. One method is to V-gouge the crack, prime it with epoxy resin, and then fill it with a slurry of epoxy resin and Portland cement. Active cracks, that is, cracks that could move over time and either open or close, should be noted and discussed with your supervisor to find out whether a structural engineer's advice is needed. These sorts of cracks can result in later moisture problems and show through a finished resilient floor, so they may require specialist treatment.